Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text chosen for this Sunday is written in the fourth chapter of St. John's first letter, beginning at the ninth verse, which reads, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. This is your word, Heavenly Father. Sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen." Dear children and fellow redeemed in Jesus Christ our Lord, people have many reasons of giving presents to one another. It may be a sense of duty to give a gift to a post person, an obligation to a boss, or care for someone we love. Christmas presents are meant to be a reflection of what Christ has loved for us and as we show love to one another. God's Christmas present is the best one of all because it shows love to us, as our text says. Let us consider that under the theme, God shows love by his Son. We are to see God's loving gift and also to believe in God's loving salvation. The number of presents under a tree doesn't tell us how much we're loved. And the size of the present doesn't tell us how valuable it is. And these statements are especially true when we consider God's present to us. The Christmas message of the angels speaks of one present, a baby, lying in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. But the angel said, "There is born for you in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Now, for most people in the world, God's present is not very impressive. It's not needed, and it's not appreciated. And this reaction is due to our sinful nature. Pride in our own goodness, greed for worldly things, a love of sin and unbelief have led many people to reject God's gift. And in truth, because of sin, none of us deserve the precious gift that God gave us at Christmas. However, this is what makes God's gifts most impressive. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." And then he adds, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." And this is what John meant when he said, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world." The word manifested means revealed. It means made known. Christ's birth declares to us what God really is. God is love. And Jesus embodies that love of God for us. Jesus once said, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." This baby Jesus is our most precious Christmas gift. It is given out of love so that we might live through him. That is, because of Jesus' death and resurrection, God promises us forgiveness of our sins and eternal life in heaven because of what Jesus did in coming into our world. We are to believe then in God's loving gift and of salvation. God's love moved him to give us his Son for a purpose. The purpose is to rescue all people from their sins. St. Paul wrote about that love of God when he says, "God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Christ died for us." And that is mentioned in our text. He loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. The word propitiation is something we don't use very much anymore, but it means the atoning sacrifice. It means to placate somebody by a sacrifice in order to deal with something that's wrong with us or something we have done wrong. God needed to be placated. God needed to be atoned. He needed to be reconciled to us. Because, you see, he is a God of justice, and he must punish our sin. But God is also a God of love. He must send Jesus into our world to be our Savior. And so John says, Jesus is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. Yes, we say God must punish sin, but God is also a God of love. He did send Jesus. And this is why Christmas is so important. This is why God's Christmas gift is what we worship and glorify and praise, because we have hope. Through faith in Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Through faith in Jesus, we are made children of God. Through faith in Jesus, we have the assurance of eternal life. This is what God gives us at Christmas. It's a Christmas present for you. May the Lord bless you as you take that Christmas present and rejoice in it, not only for our salvation, but for eternal life. For we have God's promise, whoever sees the Son and believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's God's promise and gift to you. May God bless you as you believe in his Son. Amen.